OFM Family Focus.
Joining me this morning on Living Limitless is Colette Francelette from Inclusive Design. She's the Chief Universal Access Consultant. Colette, welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we've heard about universal design. What does it mean and entail, and why is this so important?
Universal design is really a set of tools and a way of designing to make facilities, environments, programs and services usable by all people. And the definition says to the greatest extent possible without the need for special adaptations or provision. So essentially, if we design in a way to include people with disabilities in what we do, we will increase the ease of almost 60% of the population through these facilities, services and programs. So it's important because we often think of people with disabilities as a separate group of users, and we have many preconceived ideas about what people with disabilities are capable of. But what we don't realize is that all of us are essentially on a life cycle spectrum. And at some stage on that spectrum, we will have a different set of abilities. So for example, if we think of the elderly or pregnant mothers or people who have temporary disabilities like a broken arm or a leg, people with diabetes or heart conditions or now COVID, respiratory diseases, all of these people have different requirements from facilities and environments. So if we design for all of them with a full spectrum of users in mind, we can avoid excluding some users from experiences and avoid an afterthought of adaptations and additions to the provisions.
So you're a universal access consultant. What is universal access?
So I actually often get that question. So if universal design is the tools or the way in which we do things, universal access is what we hope to achieve in the end. So we do universal design to achieve universal access.
What do you guys then do at Inclusive Design? And then what services do you offer within that space?
How would I say? Our main service is essentially training and auditing. But because universal access is such a broad spectrum, it's really difficult to define exactly what we do. So our main area is training, specialized training in universal design. And that is really based on a context of local, as in South African and international standards. We also do work in the software space. So we work with building standards for the built environment, but we also work in the software space. We do universal access consulting in both of those specialized environments to ensure that facilities are accessible to people with disabilities.
So if someone's listening right now and they feel that perhaps their workplace or school or local shopping center is not universally accessible, or that they have not aligned themselves to these standards, what can they do?
Yeah, so we often get requests from users of facilities. We also get contacted by building owners and facilities management who are seeking assistance. And it really just depends on how much input they require. Sometimes they just want to know the height of a grab rail, or can they put a security gate over a ramp for security, and how can they do that so it remains accessible. So often we just get a couple of questions over email. We're happy to assist where we can. And then other larger projects, people ask us to consult. So then we have like specialized interviews. We review drawings. We go on site and have a look at what there is, write reports based on what is non-compliant and what is best practice, and then make recommendations on how to meet those requirements.
Joining me on Living Limitless today on OFM, The Sound of Your Life, is Colette Francelette, Chief Universal Access Consultant at Inclusive Design. Colette, what have you learned as Universal Access Consultant or practitioner in this field working for all these years about disability inclusion?
There are many people in the businesses and people at large who want to be more inclusive of people with disabilities, but they fear the unknown. And so they don't know where to start. They don't know where to find people with disabilities to employ. Or they don't know what to expect from them as an employer, or generally feel in the dark about inclusion. Once people and businesses start down this accessibility journey, they see more and more barriers, but they also see more and more opportunities. And so universal access can't be unseen. So once people understand that people with disabilities are people first, and that it is only really as a result of inaccessible facilities, environments, programs, and services that people are really disabled, then we start breaking down barriers to become inclusive. So where there's a will, there's a way.
Where can people find out more about Inclusive Design?
Our website is inclusivedesign.co.za. So people can also email me directly on Colette, Colette, at inclusivedesign.co.za.
Colette, you guys are incredible. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us today on Living Limitless. And thank you for living without limits.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having us.